Welcome to the Live Lucky podcast, where we discuss the lucky strategies that bridge the gap between who you are and who you want to be. I'm your host, Blake Suzelis. Get ready to face the worst of yourself, shift your perspectives, deepen your love, and broaden your wisdom to live and lead others in a lucky life. Welcome back to the Live Lucky podcast, and thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time here, guys, I really appreciate you being here. Well, last episode, we discussed two different psychological trinities. We discussed the heart, mind, and behavior, and we also discussed love, wisdom, and power, and how those two particular, let's say, trinities, triangles, you know, whatever, how they play together. Now, in the last episode, I said, you know, there's a lot to unpack. And so I wanted to go ahead and do a follow-up episode here. Now, if you haven't listened to the previous one called Your Superpower, it definitely would be helpful to kind of give you some understanding and foundation of what we're going to dive into today. Not only that, I do also want to preface this again, and I did this in the last episode, just this really is some deep stuff. This is tough stuff. So if you're struggling with this, that would be totally normal, first of all, because everyone does until, I mean, these are things that we all have to work through. And if you haven't worked through it yet, this might be that opportunity, and I'm just going to invite you into it. Okay, so don't feel like this is something you should have already mastered or something like that. You know, even if this is the first time you're hearing this type of information, that's good. I'm just going to invite you to be open to it. You know, take what's helpful, throw away what's not, just like always. But anyway, in the last episode, we discussed the importance of understanding fear, which is what we call, kind of said what's on one end of the pole, and then love, which is on the opposite end. Kind of fear and love, is the way that I'm describing them, are polar opposites. Okay, they cannot exist on the same plane. I mean, if you imagine fear and love to almost be the positive and negative poles of a magnet, and trying to, actually this is a terrible example because the positive and positive what's repels, but you get the picture. They're on the opposite ends. Now, we talked about this as it relates to your power, your superpower, but we defined your power as your behavior, okay? If that doesn't make sense, I'm guessing you probably haven't listened to Your Superpower episode, so go ahead and pause it and tune into that one. But so anyway, so in order to really go to the next step here, we've got to understand what is love. And now, if you heard the episode on, that I did a follow-up on Brené Brown, this part won't be completely unfamiliar to you. But it's so funny because I looked up an article, and there was this article titled, "The Purest Form of Love is Selfless." Now, I agree with this, but I think it also has to, we have to put some context around that. Because it makes it seem like or sound like love is an action. Love is not an action, guys. Okay? Action, our behaviors, what we do, if you've followed me at any point here, you've heard me say, you know, action is the expression of what is in the heart. Okay? It's what you desire most. That's kind of like love. Love is the desire. Okay, so if, for example, you want to be loved, so what is in your heart? What is in your heart is actually fear that you are not loved. Because if you were so desiring to be loved, there's a fear that you are not. There's a lack there, right? So that fear then drives your what? Your actions, your behaviors. It's fear-driven, okay? I mean, whatever that nice thing you do for someone may not actually be an expression of love. Now, guys, I know this is really hard to accept, to think about, to really even agree with me on. But if you are driven by fear that you are not loved, I would tend, from my own perspective, and not only that, my own personal experience, where actually the behavior is manipulation. I know I'm putting that out there, and we use that, we often kind of think of manipulation as this terrible negative thing that only bad people do, right? Like, I don't. Okay, manipulation is a strategy, all right? So for someone who is fearing that they're not loved, their behavior is in manipulating other people to love them, okay? So for example, this is people-pleasing, right? I want people to love me and accept me for who I am, and so I use the strategy of people-pleasing, which is manipulation. And I know that might come across as really harsh, but it comes from your desire to be loved. You know, you fear that you're not, and the action is the expression of the fear. And that's why it's so important to understand this heart, mind, behavior trinity and the love, wisdom, power trinity, because it's recognizing that whatever is in our heart, whether it be fear or that it be love, that is what is driving the ultimate behavior. So true selfless love is loving without desiring anything in return, because your heart is driven by love. But there has to be love in your heart for yourself first. Otherwise, there's going to be this lack. Okay? We're always going to fear that we're not. And this is when we talk about the identity. You know, we start out as hoping that I am, but probably fearing that I'm not. You know? And so our actions follow this. So in true selfless love, the action is the expression of the love that's already inside the heart. Okay? I hope this makes sense. I know it's really difficult. I know if I would have heard this when I was having a lot of fear in my heart, it would have been really difficult for me to hear, you know, because the very fear that I'm lacking, the very fear that I'm not enough or that I'm not lovable, is kind of reinforced with accepting this truth in some ways, right? Accepting that fear is driving me, accepting that my actions are not, you know, selfless love, that would have just reinforced this idea that I'm not enough. Okay, so again, I'm recognizing these things because I also experienced these things, okay? Everyone needs to work through these things in order to be able to feel like they have more control over their lives in terms of creating the life they want to live, okay? Now, we didn't talk a whole lot about the wisdom aspect of that trinity in the last episode, and I wanted to hit on that now. And so wisdom in here comes into play, you know, when you know what you are loving and how to love. So what you love, you know, it might be the question of, you know, are you striving to love yourself, others, material things? You know, love is your desire for whatever the object you're desiring, you know? And so recognizing what it is that I'm loving, what is driving me, okay? But then how to love. Now, how to love is a skill set that, unfortunately, not a lot of people are equipped with. You know, that's not something that we often are taught. but it is something you can learn. Okay, the how to love in a wise way, how to express that love in action, comes through wisdom. Okay, and so in the love, wisdom, and power trinity, you know, power is having the wisdom to know what and how to express the love that is within your heart. I'm going to say that again because that's a mouthful and that's a lot right there. Power is having the wisdom to know what and how to express the love within. Guys, stepping out of slavery or feeling like the victim of your life starts here. Okay, so if you are experiencing, you know, living a life and you're not happy with that life, I mean, this is where we've got to start. And there is a path forward, okay? It's not like you're just stuck here. There is a path forward. There's a way to get you to where you want to go, but more importantly, to who you want to be, okay? But you have to understand the heart, the mind, and the behavior, as well as love, wisdom, and power, and how those work together, okay? And all of that starts with what I've talked about, self-love. You have to step into self-love. And if you don't know how to do that, find a guide who can do that, who has already walked that path. You know, that's what I think, you know, therapy has been. As the therapist, you know, I'm sharing a lot of how I've already walked that path with clients. And of course, that's not the only thing I'm doing. I'm not making the whole sessions about me. But at the same time, it's nice to know that the person guiding you has already walked those same with those same shoes on. So anyway, how does using the power of wisdom and love help you to lead lucky? Well, this still ties back into purposeful living. You know, when we are living with love driving us, there's a purpose to our life. There's a meaning. This is, in essence, the you stepping into enjoying the journey, you know, not just looking for an outcome, not just trying to cross the finish line, not just trying to make it to the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 figure number. It's just a number, okay? But purposeful living, we're using love, wisdom, power in a way that not only benefits you but benefits others and the whole like world. My goodness, what a purpose. I want to invite you into that today. You know, that is an amazing role that you get to play as a leader. And to be able to model this and to teach it to your team and show them how to do it, that's power. That is power. So, what is one thing you're going to take away from this episode today? And what are you going to do with it? Like I said, I know there's a lot here. It's not something that's easy, but it is possible. There's so much hope. Okay, so if this seems overwhelming, find a guide. Okay? Like we've said, living lucky is not living alone. You don't have to do this alone. Okay, connect with me, connect with anybody who is able to take you on that journey. Okay, if you want to do it on your own, do Live Lucky Therapy. It'll guide you all the way through. Okay, but don't do it alone. All right, if this was helpful, I appreciate you guys listening. Please share it with somebody who you think would really benefit today. Just take that moment right now and text them. I just invite you to go ahead and follow us on all the different socials. And if you haven't followed this podcast yet and this is your first time, please go ahead and follow us, and then you'll know exactly when the next episode's coming out. If you guys are interested in Live Lucky Therapy, just go to livelucky therapy.com. www.thebrainfeedingmind.com, or you can even look up my book and workbook on Amazon. And if you have participated in any of that, I'd love for you guys to rate those things and bring some more awareness to those of people who do need this. So, all right, guys, I appreciate you being with me today. I love you, and I look forward to discussing more about living lucky next time. Have a great day, guys.